Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Thanks for tuning in today. We appreciate that you are there. I'm excited about today's show. Very excited. It's been a couple of weeks in the works putting it together. Our special guest is Steve Yule. He is the Executive Director of the Consumer Technology Association Foundation. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Thanks so much for having me, Julie. Excited to be here.
Well, that's quite a mouthful, your title. Tell us exactly what you do.
Sure, absolutely. I head up the foundation that's affiliated with a trade association. So the Consumer Technology Association represents over 2,000 technology companies and is probably best known for putting together CES, which is a big trade show, and I know we're going to get a chance to talk a bit about that.
Oh, yeah.
What the foundation is essentially the charitable piece to it. So we started this up about five, going on 6 years ago now, as a way to give back to communities, and particularly looking at how we can support nonprofits that are using technology to help older adults and people with disabilities.
That is amazing. I didn't know that.
It was something that, quite frankly, when a recruiter called and said that CTA was starting a foundation, and I said, okay, I get to work with this industry and make a difference in people's lives, where do I sign up?
So
it's great.
Great. Well, so you've done this for 5 years now. What are some of the kinds of things that you've been able to put the money towards in the past 5 years?
Sure. We've funded quite a variety of different types of programs, and really all across the country. A lot of it is technology education programs, so opportunities to show people what types of technologies that are out there, as well as really to get hands-on with different types of technologies before they might look at what they might want to bring into their home. And we do work with both aging populations as well as disability communities. So in many cases, it's things like vision loss, hearing loss, mobility, items that really could apply to either side of those spectrums, but also looking at really how can technology help promote independence and really provide options. So, because we know, there's plenty of people who are active and engaged and have so many different opportunities across all ages and abilities. So we've done a lot of technology education. We've done some research reports and items along those lines. We have our very first fellowship program right now out at the University of Colorado in Denver, doing some research around sensors for people with dementia.
Oh, wow.
And really some exciting projects across the spectrum.
Well, some of the things that you just mentioned, we've done whole shows on them, and I'm very excited to hear about some of that and also to continue watching in the future as some of these technologies come out. Now, we just a few weeks ago had the Consumer Electronics, the show in Vegas, and I know that some of those items were geared towards boomers and caregivers as well as general consumers. How much of the show was kind of targeting older adults?
Absolutely. We have seen an incredible increase in the focus on the aging population. And aging population is really kind of a spectrum, depending on if you're including the boomer generation mm-hmm. or the generation before that, or really people kind of across the spectrum. CES is it's an incredible show. I mean, we have over 3,900 exhibitors covering, over 2.75 million square feet.
Wow.
So there is plenty to see there. In fact, it's hard to see everything. So, but actually, one of the really exciting things that I see is it's not just the technologies that are dedicated to focusing on boomers and older adults. And there were quite a few of those there as well. But it's really the opportunities that we're seeing in the general consumer technology space for those technologies to be beneficial for older adults. And really, whether you're talking about things like, smart homes and smart cities to vehicle technology, health and fitness technologies, there's a lot of technologies that are really have a great deal of application to people of all ages that really are marketed across the spectrum. So that's really the exciting thing that I saw there this year. There were certainly some devices that got some good attention focused in on the aging market. There's quite a bit focused on fall detection and prevention. That's always a major piece for this. A lot of sensors for the home, whether it is for the individuals themselves, for their caregivers, being able to help people kind of, when you have family spread out around the world, how can you all stay connected? And then you go into things like robotics and even, self-driving cars has a major application here. And we saw, a vehicle that was really focused in on being a self-driving bus that could be usable for people of all ages and abilities, and really had been crowdsourcing ideas from groups in the disability community as well as the aging community to build their vehicle that they brought to CES this year.
I feel like that's getting a lot of attention, the driverless cars, both good and bad. But, you can see why they would be beneficial for people with disabilities or the aging population who perhaps has had that license taken away. Give them some independence.
That's exactly kind of how I look at it. As you think about the incredible freedom you felt when you first got the keys, whether you were 16 or whatever age, when you were first able to drive, and then you think about what happens when you get to that age where you lose the ability to drive, or quite frankly, with some people with disabilities, may never have the opportunity to drive.
It's true.
And then you think about the independence that can come from, nowadays we look at it with a lot of the ride-sharing companies. So whether you're talking about the Ubers or the Lyfts or other types of transportation solutions along those lines, and those are great, but then there's even more opportunity when you go to, autonomous vehicles, when you go to the self-driving vehicles, to be able to just grant that independence. And then it's not just a matter of, getting out of the house when you want to go to a doctor's appointment or something along those lines, but it makes it easier to get out and really, socialize and go, do other types of activities as well without having to worry about, if you have a family member or a friend that's able to take you or go with you. We see a lot of great opportunities here, and that was something that we were having a great deal of conversation about throughout the show is, where are there opportunities there? Where are there challenges there that we can make sure we're having that discussion at this point in the technology so it's really being built into what's going to be developed and eventually put out on the roads?
I think that the independence is what's so appealing.
Absolutely. And that's something that goes across the spectrum, whether it's independence to live at home, independence to be able to get transportation when you want it, independence to be able to continue to work if you'd like to. Mm-hmm. That's really, I think, at the heart of where technology has an opportunity in this space is being able to provide that level of independence and just the options to do what you want to be able to do.
You have mentioned so many different things that I want to follow up on. One of those, some of the popular booths that you saw at the show. What were some of the booths or technologies that drew the crowds this year?
Absolutely. Well, when you start, as I said, it's kind of a massive show, so there's quite a bit to talk about in different areas of the show. Probably, starting with some of the major, global brands that always draw a massive amount of attention, the Samsungs, the LGs, the Panasonics. We saw a lot of different technologies that go into a smart home that basically the integration of voice assistants are really an interesting space that I could see really being beneficial for people across the age spectrum because you're going to be able to talk to your home and have greater control of your environment. So you can adjust the lighting and the thermostat and even talk to your appliances to have them, set the oven to a certain temperature or, work with the dryer and get those kinds of alerts. So, those types of technologies, I think, are really influential in just being able to have such a greater control over your environment. And then also looking at how do you have different options there. So whether it is talking to them, whether it is using your phone or dealing with dials on the device or using gestures and other types of inputs, I think is an important piece to that. So, you know, the major companies that were there certainly got a great deal of attention, and, you know, there were some really incredible TVs there as well. Amazing to see the clarity and the thinness on some of these devices. But then you go into things like the self-driving vehicle. So there was this, you know, accessible OLLI, which is a project that actually our foundation worked with IBM and Local Motors and a whole host of other consumer technology companies to crowdsource ideas around what would the ideal self-driving vehicle be for older adults and people with disabilities and bring different types of technologies together into this self-driving bus. And we had announced it at CES a year ago and then had a chance to come back and have a version of that on the show floor this year for people to experience. And really, it was everything from, you know, just being the basics of, you know, being able to get a wheelchair onto the bus easily and be able to lock in easily. But then moving on to things like, how do you communicate with a self-driving bus if you speak sign language?
How does
it communicate back to you? So using some technology to do that, using different types of, you know, touch technologies. A company called Ultra Haptics has this kind of virtual ultrasound, so you can actually feel in the air what feels like a physical object.
And,
be able to interface in that way. So there's some really cool technologies there. And then we had over 900 startup companies that were on display at the show. And there you just get some incredible ideas. We had five. We actually do a contest every year and select five companies and give them a booth based on the work that they're doing as a startup that can really benefit older adults or people with disabilities.
Really?
So this year we had five companies. They were actually from all over the world. You know, a company called Lily Smart from France that does kind of in-home sensors and a watch to be able to help older adults as well as their caregivers. A company from Israel called Project Ray that had an accessible smartphone app and buttons for people who are blind. Company from Hungary called Signall that does sign language interpretation for people. A company from Australia called Sophie Hub that had a hub and sensors for older adults. And then a company from the U.S., Unaliware, that has a smartwatch with a voice assistant built into it focused on the aging population. So there were just, you know, incredible technologies across the show. And, you know, that's not even getting into, you know, augmented reality and digital health and smart cities and AI and all those different things that we saw there as well.
And from year to year, there's going to be so much new technology that you can't even predict what will be there. There's no way.
That is always, you know, there are certain trends that we spend a lot of time focused in on and seeing, you know, what areas of the market are heating up and where there's opportunities as well. We've seen things like, you know, self-driving vehicles have been it's been a really growing segment of the show. We're actually now CES, if you just took the vehicle technology piece of the show, would be the fifth largest auto show in the world. So that's been a really exciting space. And then you go into things like augmented reality. A lot of people have been talking about virtual reality, and we have a lot there too. But I look at the opportunities. You know, augmented reality means, you know, what you see in front of you, it just adds a layer of information. So, you know, whether it's walking down the street and getting Yelp reviews on the stores that you're looking at. But, you know, quite frankly, for me, going to conferences and things like that, I would love it if it could tell me the person who runs up and says, oh, it's so good to see you again. It would tell me who that person is and where I last met them. I would love that. I don't know that we're quite there yet, but there's some great opportunities.
We're talking to Steve Yule. He is the executive director of the Consumer Technology Association Foundation. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some of the real specific items that we are looking at that we might be purchasing soon. I heard there was even a personal airbag for your hips. So if you fall, you don't break a hip. So we'll come back and talk about that and oh so much more right here on Boomer Radio.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Happy Saturday. Our guest is Steve Yuhl. He is the executive director of the Consumer Technology Association Foundation. And he has the pleasure of going to that Consumer Electronics Show you hear about every year, all the new technologies this year in Vegas. It's been in Vegas for a while, hasn't it, Steve?
Oh, it has been in Vegas for quite some time. That's the city that really has enough hotel rooms to be able to have us fill up the city for them.
You know what? You think about how huge all of those hotels are, just on the Strip, let alone all the other ones. Yeah, they could fit a lot of people for sure.
Absolutely.
The first question I have for this segment, you talked about smart homes. I'm curious to know, you're such a techie guy, obviously really into it. Have you done any of that in your home yet? Have you done?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Everything from being able to have, virtual assistants, kind of like Amazon's Echo and Google's Home and devices like that to be able to interface with, to putting in some of the Philips Hue lights and devices along those lines. I like to play around with the technology as well as follow it closely.
Very, very cool. All right, let's talk about some specific items that I've been reading about at different sources. One of those, I was listening to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is an NPR show, very entertaining, and they were talking about the personal airbags for your hips that were seen at the show.
Yep, absolutely. That was actually it's funny because this is actually the second year we've had a company with that type of technology on the at the show. So there's obviously something there that's getting people's attention. It really goes to the fact that fall, assistance around falls and preventing injury in the fall is something that seems to get quite a bit of attention. So this is really focused in on, can you help prevent hip fractures? And hip fracture is such a major mm-hmm. life-changing event in someone's life. So, right. Looking at these sorts of technologies that can really help prevent that, I think is an important opportunity that people are trying to address. And then we also saw quite a few different technologies that we're looking at, other ways of at least detecting a fall. So sensors and shoes and other types of wearables that could also be useful in those cases.
Oh, interesting. There was one that caught my attention. There is a new heated night-lighted toilet seat for people who get up in the middle of the night and might have to go.
To be honest, I did not see that one.
Okay.
But, you need a little bit of extra light in the middle of the night. I'm not opposed to that.
There was something called the iCalm dog. Did you see that one? I like the concept of it. Maybe you don't have to have the responsibility and upkeep of a real fur baby, but this could help maybe calm a person.
Absolutely. And that's an area, it's actually interesting to see the various robotics that are coming out, in particular looking at kind of in the pet space. So we did see, Sony also had a dog that they brought out this year. Paro, which is a robotic seal, has actually been in the show for a few years now, looking at something that can really help someone have something that they can care for. It's very interactive. There's a number of companies that have been working on that. And then it's always interesting to look at, where robotics are going in this space, whether it's, kind of the one single purpose use robotics of, your robotic vacuum cleaner or lawnmower or window washer. But then you get into, where we're going with the, do you get your Rosie the robot to take care of us all? And that's an interesting space as well.
Yeah. They had a product called the Snoring Smart Nora Pillow Insert that is, I guess, the latest technology to help with those who snore.
Sleep tech was actually a really hot topic this year.
Okay.
It was something, there were quite a few different technologies, whether it is prevention of snoring to just being able to sense how well you're sleeping and give you some feedback and reports to help you sleep better, different types of wearables that might be able to assist with sleeping. I did hear a few reports of people by the end of the show going over there and maybe when they went to try out the technology, maybe fell asleep a little too quickly. But yeah, you know, people got some good use in sleep tech, and it's an important part of our life. So it's something that's really, you know, as we look at all the information that we're able to gather, whether it's from, you know, different fitness trackers and other devices along those lines, you know, looking at sleep is something that we definitely have to make sure is part of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of new smart bracelets. There was one called Wise Wear, which I think was targeting boomers, that would track some of the information you just talked about as well.
Absolutely. And just, you know, it's interesting. Actually, one of the grants we've done with a nonprofit is with a group based out of New York called Older Adults Technology Services, and they run the Senior Planet Center there. And the grant that we've done is giving a group of the seniors that participate there fitness trackers and forming teams and just, you know, being able to measure activity and the impact that that has, and quite frankly, the competitive nature that happens when you start to put people into teams and get them to form a community there. It really is exciting to see. And that's where we see, you know, having different types of wearables, different types of sensors that people can use, whether they are focused on the senior market or not. I see, you know, a lot of excitement there.
Let me ask you, one of the things that I'm kind of interested in, I don't have one yet, is that, like, the Ring, and there's a lot of different brands where they have the cameras outside of doors, even lots of cameras inside that might, you know, I find those fascinating, that somebody can ring your bell and you can talk to them.
Absolutely. And actually,
you're not,
you
home.
Know, that's an area I've been really curious to explore more myself, is, you know, the smart doorbells, the opportunity to be able to know who's there, quite frankly, whether you're home or not.
Yeah.
But particularly when you start talking about kind of the more advanced end of the aging market, you know, you don't want to necessarily have to get up and run to the door every time the doorbell rings. If you can look and see, you know, this isn't someone I actually, you know, necessarily want to talk to, you can get that information and not risk getting up and potentially having a fall just to get to the door. Or if you're not home, it's extra security of being able to say, you know, oh, sorry, can't come to the door, just leave the package there.
Right.
You know who was there. And you can also give your caregivers a peace of mind. If you want to, you know, grant you know, a son or daughter or other loved one access to that door alert, they can get alerts when someone comes to the door, or, you know, they probably also see if someone went out the door in the middle of the night, which could be important for particularly with people with dementia.
Yes, absolutely. My twin brother has a, I don't know, even know what the brand is, but my parents are 84. So, and they're independent and aging in place. So he's got a camera, it just looks at their kitchen, you know, in the living room where they watch TV, that he can kind of keep tabs on mom and dad, kind of a thing. And I think we're going to see more of that.
Absolutely. And that's where I think, you know, it's important to have kind of that proper balance between being able to provide that peace of mind, but also being able to provide the privacy where,
right,
where people want it, and being able to find that proper balance and give people the option to choose how much do they want to share, and, you know, how much do they not necessarily want to be on camera, you know, 24/7. But I think there's some great opportunities there. Like you said, putting a camera in the kitchen might help to know when people are eating and taking medicine and items along those lines. But you don't necessarily have to know, you know, how long they slept in every morning and items like that.
Right. Now, we've talked about smart homes, we've talked about vehicle tech, health and fitness. Is there anything we didn't cover that you found just absolutely fascinating at the show this year?
You know, it really, I think the voice assistants was a really big topic this year, and was something that was really kind of an important piece. Actually, one of the interesting ones to me was hearing technology. That's something that we've seen really start to boom at the show. There were a number of companies from more traditional hearing aid type companies like ReSound and Oticon to companies like New Hera and, you know, Aftershocks and people like that who are making different types of earphones that are, they're not hearing aids, but they're able to be assistive listening devices for people who may have mild or moderate hearing loss. You know, we look at it kind of like you look at the eyeglass model of, you know, you would go to the doctor to fill a prescription for eyeglasses, but in a pinch, or if you don't have severe vision loss, you can just go to, you know, your local drugstore and pick up a pair of readers. We're looking at seeing some of these technologies in the hearing loss space as well, of, you know, having the affordable technology for the lower end, and then obviously still having the you know, advancing technologies that are happening in the hearing aid space for people with more advanced hearing loss. So that was something that was really exciting to see, how much work is going on there. And in particular, they're working on addressing the stigma that tends to go along with hearing aids and assistive hearing. You know, if, if you get more people wearing kind of these sorts of earbuds just to be able to hear a little bit better, then there's going to be less, you know, interest in people not wearing it just because they don't want to have
cosmetic.
The stigma that comes along with it.
You know, quickly, I've got less than a minute. Did you go to the open call for Shark Tank? What did you see? I know Barbara Corcoran was there.
I did not make there this year, although I did have a chance to interview Robbie Cabral, who's the founder of Benji Lock, who he had done the Shark Tank open call last year, had a deal with Kevin O'Leary, and was back at the show this year. It's amazing to see the impact that that's had on him and his company. So I can't wait to see what comes next.
Well, I appreciate your time. Oh, my goodness. Steve Yule is the executive director of the Consumer Technology Association Foundation. We'd love to talk to you again next year after the show, if not before.
Well, great. I'm happy to help anytime I can. And if people are interested in what we're doing, they can always go to ctafoundation.tech. It's T-E-C-H. And all the work the foundation's doing is up there.
Thank you, Steve, so much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Boomer Radio right here on Freedom 95.